Can I read this back to make sure?
Yes, please do.
Okay. The Pacifica National Board authorizes a loan application of $1 million from the Community Development Finance Institution.
Two.
Financial.
Two?
Yeah, it's
isn't
two.
It an application two?
Application two. The community, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Okay. Kathy?
Is it for $1 million?
For $1 million. In the amount of $1 million.
My question was cleared up.
Okay. Anybody else?
This is Nia Madden.
Nia, go ahead.
I just want to make sure that our first secretary has this correctly so that we will vote, then I'd like to call the question.
Okay. Donna, may I ask you to read it back one more time?
All right. The Pacifica National Board authorizes a loan in the amount of, authorizes a loan application in the amount of $1 million to the Community Development Financial Institution.
Amen.
Okay. That's been seconded. Is there any more discussion? Hearing none, I would ask Madam Secretary to please call a roll.
Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Nia Bediaco.
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune. Evelyn.
Yes.
Yes?
She'll unmute herself eventually.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
AC Bird.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Zakai Free.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman.
I can't vote.
Sorry.
This is Evelyn. Yes.
Thank you. Ambrose Lane. Mike Martin.
Yes.
Athea Ngaza.
Yes.
Margaret Prescott. Sar Vandala. George Ryder.
Abstain.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Jamie Ross.
Abstain.
Wendy Schroll.
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yes.
Lori Tazuma.
Yes.
Jack Van Aken.
Abstain.
Joe Wanzala.
Yes.
Yar Shamanaka.
Yes.
Fifteen in favor, and one, two, three abstentions.
Okay, that motion passes. Moving right along here. The next item that I sent out, that I added to today's agenda, was the recovery plan, followed by the status of the IED, followed by certain personnel matters that really do have to be discussed in executive session. And it's 7:13. The meeting adjourns at 8 o'clock. Do Rob or Grace want to address the recovery plan that their little subcommittee has been working on?
Yes, I'd be happy to do that. Our little subcommittee has reviewed the proposals of the candidates, and we have narrowed them down to two finalists that we have asked to submit final proposals. We should have those proposals by the end of this coming week, and we will take those proposals and bring them back to the PNB. One of the two finalists may be in touch with some members of the board, as well as some members of management. And I think everyone is aware of that. So that's generally where we are. And I would emphasize again that we will come back to the PNB with the results of the proposals and ask for you to render a decision.
Okay. Okay, Grace, do you have anything to add at this time? Or
Just to let everyone know that part of the discussion about this is that we are looking in the direction of turnaround experts. These are people who, what their profession is going into troubled nonprofits and turning them around into financial solvency. They're experts at it, and Rob and I think, agree that it would be very good to look at that option of people who are really professionals at doing exactly what we need, which is to get us going in the right direction. It's beyond simply understanding how to manage an ongoing nonprofit. It's to take a troubled one and put it in the right direction. So that's kind of the direction that we've been going in. I believe I can speak for you on that, Rob.
Absolutely.
Hey. Is there,
Madam Chair, this is Thea.
Go ahead, Thea. I mean, go ahead.
Did I go ahead? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I just have a question. In terms of, and I asked this to the group, my selection is that we would choose the firms that I agree with and then bring the information back to the PND. But in terms of them getting in touch with the general managers, what is it that they're going to be asking them? Maybe I missed a meeting? I don't know.
No, all of the organizations that we spoke to said that in making a proposal to anybody about doing an executive transition or turnaround work, they had to be able to get some background information from some of the stakeholders in the organization. They're not going to be asking for confidential personnel information and stuff like that, but they're trying to get a snapshot of where the organization is based on the input from different stakeholders in the organization. Unless they're able to speak to different people that perform different roles in the organization, they will effectively not be able to speak accurately about what they would do.
Oh,
there was a lot of noise in the background.
Now, that's a great sound. That's a new one for this board. Somebody at the zoo?
Oh, boy.
Sounds like somebody's on a subway.
Is somebody at a train station? Or at Guantanamo? What is that?
Compound one?
Huh? Hello, everybody. If you have a train behind your microphone, Pound Town 1 will mute it. Sounds like it's gone. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically organizations that are engaged in making proposals like this like to get background discussions with different stakeholders in the organization, with governance and management, in order to get a snapshot picture of where the organization is. It's just very simple.
Nia, does that answer you?
Yeah, it does. Thanks.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the stack for this? Okay. Nobody else has a comment? What?
Oh, yeah, I want to raise a question.
Go ahead, Casey.
I'm concerned about, not about whether or not I think people should vote next week or whenever it is. I just have a problem understanding how an organization who's applying to another organization to do work, they would start off by making inquiries into the board seems to me to be a little odd, actually. And I think it's sort of going beyond the pale. I think they should be seeking to do what's necessary to become one of the organizations that are one of the organizations that has a request, you know, to do work for the other organization, but to be allowed to go in and talk with the management and as well as the national board, I think, is going too far.
This is Grace. Can I respond to that?
You may.
Okay. That's a good point, AC. Basically, in order to give us an estimate of what we will be charged by for their services, they need to know the scope of the organization, how many employees there are, what the experience level of some of the management are, the structure of the organization, some financial details that are already public, the depth of our difficulties in terms of what our cash flow situation is, how long it's been financial decline. All those kinds of rudimentary questions will be necessary for them to know before they can give us a realistic estimate of how long the turnaround will take, or whatever it is, interim management will take to turn around Pacifica, and how much it will cost us, how many people would be involved in performing a turnaround, all those kinds of things, what steps they'll need to do it. So they just need basic information about the organization that they'd like to get from a number of different viewpoints.
Well, if I may follow up, it seems that some of the information they'll be inquiring about is privileged information.
No, I don't think that's true. No, I don't think so, no.
What? Oh, you're saying that everything that we...
AC, if privileged information is requested, it's not going to be delivered.
It will be gotten in any case because they have the authority. They have complete access to the national office as well as complete access to the board. So whatever information they want, they can get unless we put some restrictions on what can be given out.
No, they can't get anything that we don't give them, AC.
I'm talking about the management. The management staff is not on this call. And the question that I'm raising is that you're asking people to be able to talk with each individual person. And, of course, a lot of us have different opinions as to whether or not what information we have that would be used as raw materials for that decision that they're going to make. In other words, I think that they should have the authority to do those things if and only if we approve them as an organization to do that. If we approve it, then they should be able to go and do whatever is necessary to be done.
But
so you're asking a pre-approval before they're even approved by the board. We don't know who they are. We have some idea of who they are, but, I mean, it seems to me to be a...
May I respond?
Yes.
Sherry, okay.
Dan, wait. Yes, Dan. I'm going to let Rob respond and then Dan.
AC, first of all, they're making a proposal, and nobody is going to, you know, nobody is going to get authorization to go beyond simply speaking to people until we've selected a finalist. If the board chooses to endorse, you know, what we recommend to them, they're simply asking for background information, and they're not going to be able to speak with everyone. They're trying to get a basic sense of where the organization is as an organization, where governance and management are, what's working, what's not working, what do people say. And they're simply doing this by having general discussions with some of the different stakeholders. They can't speak with everyone, and they won't speak with everyone. They don't have time to do that. So I think that the concerns that you have about this, the scope of questions and information that they want are the issues that we will be defining with a finalist if the PNB endorses our proposal and a finalist is accepted and goes forth to do the work. But at this point, these are background discussions.
Dan?
Yeah, thank you. These folks have called me, and I haven't spoken with them yet, but I assume that sometime in the next day or two, they will, in fact, catch up with me. And it seems that AC actually raises a good point that the board should, I assume, instruct me and other staff people whom they contact as to, one, whether you want us to speak with them, and secondly, assuming that you do, it should be clear to people that this does not require and, in fact, does not allow the disclosure of confidential information.
Lonnie here.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
Well, I did hear from them,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Glick from New York, and I have a 10 o'clock appointment tomorrow, as a matter of fact.
Excuse me, Madam Chair. May I ask Lonnie to please speak up? I can hardly hear
sorry.
You.
I'm sorry. I have heard from them, Mr. Glick from New York.
From Seattle, Washington.
Yeah, Seattle, Washington. And they scheduled an appointment with me tomorrow at 10 a.m. And it'll be about an hour, they said, a little bit more maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, you know, you don't want to be the one that, you know, works on false assumptions, so it would be useful to me. The second thing is that I do know the other group. They're a Marin County group. And I know them real well, which I want to disclose at this point, that I know them very well. I guess I'm first up. So I would like, you know, some guidance. That would be nice. I hate to be the one that gives information that folks feel might not have been appropriate in hindsight.
Okay. Dan? Dan?
Yes.
Do you have any
yes.
Proposed language that would limit the discussion or instruct any staff person not to disclose personnel information that by law is protected or under a protected category?
Well, I think there are two points that perhaps the board should consider. Number one being whether, in fact, it wants staff to talk with them because, I mean, there's no reason that we would be discussing matters of specific business with an organization like this unless the board wanted us to. That's first. And then secondly, in the event that the board does decide that we should talk with them, staff should be instructed not to disclose any private personnel or other confidential information.
Okay, Stack.
This is Wendy.
Go ahead.
I just want everybody to understand, we all understand this, that Pacifica is in trouble at this point, that we, as a board, have voted to consider the help of a turnaround expert, that in order to do that work, well, the board has full control over whoever we choose. I think that it is awesome that they have suggested talking to different people. Look, I'm sure that the people on the committee could have just filled them in on everything from their own point of view. The fact that they want to talk to different people in the organization is a good thing. We should not be worried about that. They are professionals. They're not going to be asking us confidential personnel information. And I do kind of get it now that when you're talking about staff, that it's important to notify them, first of all, that this might be happening and that, you know, staff members might be apprehensive. But come on, the whole point here is to help the Pacifica Foundation to get through this thing we're going through right now. And so I really would ask that people not consider this adversarial. Let's find out, you know, we could use some outside guidance at this point. What we're doing by ourselves is good, but But they're not going to take over either. I don't even know who they are, but they're not going to take over. Their reputation depends on it. They're just going to ask us some questions. Whoever is lucky enough to talk to them, just tell them what you think and give them the background on the organization. It'll then come back to the PNB. We'll decide who to choose. This is a good thing, not a bad thing.
This is Nia, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. On that note, I mean, I'm open to anything. I know that at Citibank that was done, and it was called Lobu. And what the company did, it came in to us as vice president, and they sat us down first, and they said, this is what we would like to do. And they did a whole presentation to us before they actually went to our staff. Now, some of us know, some people, when they're asked, not to say that they'll be intimidated, but I think we need to be very, very cautious. Now that really concerns me. If we should be giving approval, it would seem to me that maybe how about we negotiate? Let them come to the board, these two companies, and they have to have some idea as to what they're going to ask the staff. I mean, I have done that for, granted, it's Citigroup. It's a much larger organization than Pacifica, but these companies, they should understand that people might be apprehensive, so I think that they should come to the board.
Okay, anybody else on the stack?
This is Grace.
Hey, Grace.
I think it would be better to just inform staff to not reveal any confidential information, but to allow the process to go ahead as we designed it in the working group and as was approved in the working group. And because if we delay it now, we're in such dire straits as a foundation, I think we need to accelerate the process, not delay it any longer. And to add a week or two to the process, I don't think would be wise. We can certainly send Rob can send a small note that anything that would be considered confidential should not be revealed to any of these turnaround people, but that any other public information is fine in response to questions.
No one has to speak with them.
Right.
Anybody else in the stack? Hey.
Oh.
Not sure where to go.
Kathy?
Dan?
Kathy, Jack?
Yeah, and Jack.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the other names. Who?
The first one was Kathy.
Okay.
Kathy, information, George?
Anybody could. I'm just trying to get the names now. I heard Kathy, Dan, who, and Jack.
Jack, right.
Okay. Point of information?
Yes, good. I wasn't sure I was actually on. Rob sent that notice that they were going to be, might be calling anyway, around to the PNB. Has the staff, in fact, received any indication that they might be calling them?
Yeah, I don't know where you were, George, but they've called Lonnie.
Well, Lonnie's not exactly the staff I was thinking of. I was thinking about GMs.
Yes, they've been notified.
They have been called. So some GMs.
I see. So they already know that this is happening, basically. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Kathy?
I was going to put forth a motion that a letter be sent to all the staff that they can choose whether or not to speak to these people and that they should not reveal any confidential information.
Thank you, Kathy. Dan, and then Jack.
Well, I think you should let staff know, including me, what you want us to do. Because if you leave it up to people, people might make the wrong choices, right? I would expect that, for example, when I speak with these folks, if I speak with them, they will ask me about the board, right? And I don't want to do anything in this situation which gets board members angry at me. So if you want me to talk to them, please tell me that you do. If you don't want me to talk to them, tell me that as well. But I think if you leave it up to people, it puts staff in a very uncomfortable situation. And I'm sure that most of the GMs and program directors are going to be much more uncomfortable than I am.
Okay. Jack?
I'll pass.
Okay.
George Stack?
I'm sorry, what?
George, I just want to be on Stack.
Okay. I just wanted to agree with Dan, and I agreed with Nia that I thought that their proposals would be brought back to us, but...
They are going to be.
Could I finish what I was going to say? It's a gray area to allow a conversation to begin with staff members when the board is not informed about the objective or what that conversation is going to be. The staff is in a pretty dire shape right now. Lonnie is there, but Lonnie is not in charge of the GMs. They're going to be talking to the GMs. They're calling to find out what to do, and it's a very peculiar situation. George?
Lonnie. Yeah, I have a... was Kathy's a motion seconded? I didn't hear a second. I don't know if it was.
I didn't hear a second.
I'd like to propose a motion.
This is great.
Okay.
I'd
like to make an amendment to her motion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a substitute amendment, and it would say the board requests that the staff respond openly to inquiries from Glick and the other company whose name I don't remember. We'll fill it in without releasing any confidential information.
Second.
And let me speak to that. I mean, what they're trying to do is to get an overview of what the struggles are on the board with management, what the problems that they face are, what the GM's problems they face. They try to get a sense of how can they help us. And to do that, they just need to talk to people to see what the problems are. Is the problem a fractured board which can't agree on things? Is the problem external mostly, and you've got a coherent board? I mean, those are the kind of things that they're trying to find out. And I don't have any problem with people sharing whatever they think is an appropriate response to that, to what they ask, without, of course, releasing any confidential information. So the proposed amendment basically encourages people to deal with them honestly, but don't tell them anything you're not supposed to.
Lonnie?
Well, let me just say things I don't feel comfortable talking with them about, and see how that fits with the board. I wouldn't want to talk about legal issues. I wouldn't want to talk about personnel issues. I wouldn't want to talk about issues around better negotiated issues like loans and union contracts. I do consider that confidential. I'm not all that comfortable talking about board conflict, although only sort of in general terms, but I certainly don't want to go into personalities or individuals or making any kind of effect. So that's what's in the back of my head. And I'm wondering if that's anywhere near what folks are thinking when they say not talking about confidential stuff. Does that make sense or not?
Yes.
Okay.
How can we respond?
Yeah, the guy to the side.
Nia?
Yeah. Now, when these people call, they're just going to call and say, this is Nia Beniaco from Gutierrez and Gutierrez. There needs to be something in place to make sure that this person is, in fact, from Gutierrez and Gutierrez. I mean, I think what Dan and Lonnie did was pretty smart, and you might want to make sure that when you call back that is the name of the firm. I guess I'm just overly cautious. How do we know for a fact this is where these people are calling from? Maybe we could check the phone numbers when we call, when I guess Lonnie and Dan, if they're going to call back. I'm just not comfortable with this.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
Yes, AC.
Ahead, AC.
My question is that as I listen to the conversation, I get the impression from Winnie's comment and someone else's comment that the board has already authorized them to do this. I don't recall the board ever agreeing to this. Maybe I had left the line or something. When did the board agree? we should allow those particular organizations to do this in the first place. It seems to me that what happened was that there was a committee who made a decision to go in and to recommend to us that these are the two groups that they would like to recommend to us. But I didn't know that there was any pre-authorization for this particular group to do anything.
Kathy, on the
phone. I mean, coming to us as a recommendation. Are they coming to us as a recommendation or coming to us as a pre-authorized move by the board? What is the situation here?
Hey, Kathy.
Just ask.
Can I respond to that?
Kathy and then Rob.
I just wanted to say that I remember this being part of the explanation of what would happen, that that the committee would sort of pare down the list or select the best of the list that they had,
mm-hmm.
and that those people would need to be in contact with the network and to form their presentation. I seem to have remembered that. I may be wrong, but I also saw it in email. So I don't feel that this is new information.
Well, but the board has never voted to authorize anything, right?
Right. The board...
I thought we authorized... I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
no, I was just saying that I had understood that we authorized the whole process, and then that we would make the final decision of whether or not to accept either of the presentations.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Bonnie, the staff. Who was after Kathy? Oh, Rob, and then Bonnie.
Yeah. The committee was appointed, and the job of the committee was to take the proposals that we had and decide on how to bring back a recommendation to the PNB. And we've had several meetings to that effect, and we sent a notification to stakeholders that they would be getting called from the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership and Glick and Gutierrez. And we had a discussion in the committee about whether or not we should allow them to speak to a list that was selected or whether we should just simply give them the option of contacting people randomly. And I think one of the concerns that many of us had is that if we selected certain people for them to talk to and not others, that would look like we were trying to steer the response that they were getting. So we simply felt that this would be best. But we did notify the stakeholders that they might be getting calls, and that if the PNB made a selection of one or the other vendor to go ahead with this process, that they would, you know, that they would be doing more to interview other people in the family. But it's not that this was not discussed. It wasn't discussed exhaustively. Perhaps that's the problem. Thank you.
Okay. Who is next on the stack?
George.
Bonnie, go ahead.
Am I on the stack? Can you hear me?
Oh, you weren't, George. I'll put you on. All righty, Jack. Go ahead, Bonnie.
Was George before me? It's fine.
That's all right,
I thought that you were before him, and he's spoken to me. Why don't you go?
Well, I agree with AC. I guess I missed a step here, maybe. I thought that the list was going to be pared down and expected that it would come back to the PNB. What I'm really uncomfortable with is the letter that went out to the GMs who really knew nothing about this at the point that they received this letter. And I think it really... probably has caused some panic and real discomfort and suspicion, probably. I would rather the GMs, who are all tackling really tough things right now with our latest financial situation and the steps that we're taking to try to work with that, I would much rather that they not be spending too much of their time doing this. And I agree also with Nia that I think usually in these situations it's a little more formally set up when you're being called and asked questions of this sort. I'm just really nervous about there's so much information, and it's such a complex organization, and there are so many twists and turns. I just can't imagine what those sessions are going to be like. I guess I would think that I would be more comfortable if we were able to have some discussions with the groups that are vetted and chosen to be in contention, that we have some discussion about what the parameters of their questions and what they're going to be seeking out might be put together by us first.
Hey, George?
Well, let me say that this is also an opportunity for people to find out about, particularly people on the board, to find out about these companies and what kind of questions they're asking. Is one of the ways that you find out about them. And so I think AC is right. The board never explicitly suggested to people that they do, in fact, respond in any particular way to the questions. Kathy's correct that the procedure was made clear to the board what the work group was planning on doing, and I think the present motion, which is on the floor, which basically says go ahead and respond to these folks openly. If you choose not to, of course, that's your choice. But don't release any confidential information. It essentially protects us from confidential information being released. I don't think people would do it anyway, but you're not supposed to release confidential information to anybody, whether they call you on the phone or not. So, but it seems to me it does make it quite clear what the board's position on it is, which is, I would hope, if the amendment is approved, that these are people who are. We think are candidates who can be useful to us, who can be helpful to us. They want to be helpful. They want to understand the situation. They're going to ask you questions to try to understand that situation. And I think it's in our interest for people to answer that so they do get an accurate idea. Again, the motion basically says don't release any confidential information, but otherwise feel free to talk to them. And it seems to me that's where we want to be, so I would encourage a vote on this and in favor of it so that we can move on and actually get back from them a proposal from them which is accurate since they've been given the information they needed, and we can move forward from there.
This is Grace. Can I be on the stack?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to call the question on the substitute motion and the main motion that are on the floor.
Question's been called. Is there any objection? Hearing none. We're going to vote on the substitute motion first. And, Donna, if you could read back the substitute motion.
The board would inform the staff, well, I'm sorry, I don't have the exact wording. The sense of it was the board would inform the staff that they should talk to Glick and the other company's name was not available and they should not reveal any confidential information. Somebody want to give me the exact wording that they want?
George?
Yeah.
The
board requests that the staff respond openly to inquiries from Glick and, would someone say the name of the other company?
Glick and Gutierrez, and the other group is the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership.
Without releasing any confidential information.
Should we say, or they can refuse if they want to?
Yes.
Sure.
I'm sorry. Can I have this again now?
The board requests that the staff respond openly to inquiries from Glick and Gutierrez and, I'm sorry, Rob, say it again.
Center for
Volunteer. Why don't you say that the board requests that the staff may respond, and if they do so, they may do so openly without revealing confidential information.
Well, that's the substance of it. Prefer that wording.
Okay, but they do have the right to not talk to these people. They also are carrying on the business. So,
So it's good.
Well, I presume responding openly also means I'm too busy, I'm sorry. You know, or sorry, I don't want to talk to you. But
I don't think that's included in that language at all.
Well, I'm going to go with the language I've got. The board requests that the staff respond openly to inquiries from Glick and Gutierrez and the other one without releasing any confidential information.
So is it your intention to order the staff to respond?
No, it isn't. Of course not. Responding openly doesn't mean you must respond.
Point of information.
Good.
My question is, my understanding, which may be flawed, was that the purpose of the substitute was to clarify that it wasn't optional, that it wasn't you may or you may not respond. So I think we need to know what we're voting on here. My question is to George, is this making it an optional situation or not? I thought that was the question.
It's always optional. We can't force people to respond to these people anyway. As it's written, it encourages people to respond openly to these folks, whatever openly means to them. So it's more than just neutral in that sense, and I think that's correct. And I think that's what I intend. So let's just go ahead and vote on it, and if we don't like it, we can put up something else.
Okay, this is Grace. In order to save time, can't we just add a comma, if they wish? A comma.
Yes, that would be fine.
Yeah, that's
can we
good.
Just agree to add that?
That would be fine. It would certainly make it clear.
Mm-hmm. So we're taking out the word may, right?
It would read as follows now.
Mm-hmm.
The board requests that the staff respond openly, if they wish, to inquiries from Glick and so-and-so without releasing any confidential information. Is that okay with everyone? Is
that's
it okay?
That,
and
Donna, would you...
a little weird there.
What?
You have the syntax a little weird so that it sounds like if they wish to be open, they can. I think that's very odd.
Yeah, the if they wish to be open,
how would you like it?
Well, I don't like it at all, but the way you have it, I think is really
okay.
A crooked path.
Scott, would you read it again and let me listen to it?
And do it slowly so the secretary could type it or write it. I don't know what.
I just asked the secretary if she has it to read it back.
Okay. The board requests. Let's see if I do have it. The board requests that the staff respond openly to inquiries from Glick and Gutierrez and the Center for Volunteer, and I didn't get the other word.
Nonprofit leadership.
Thank nonprofit you. Leadership.
Thank you. All right. And I assume what you're saying is to put if they wish there. So it would read, the board requests that the staff respond openly to inquiries from Glick and Gutierrez and the Center for Volunteer Nonprofit Leadership, if they wish, without...
Now, let me...
That's good.
okay,
without
now,
releasing any confidential information. That's what I have.
That sounds fine.
That's good.
Okay. Will you call?
Yes.
You know, Dan, do you have any comment on that language legally?
Oh, I mean, I understood Bonnie's point, but. I mean, I understand it. I think you're saying that the board is encouraging me to talk with them, but I don't have to.
Yeah.
That's basically the gist of what I understand George spoke about.
This is Carolyn.
Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Vediaco? Was that a yes?
No.
That was a no?
No.
Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn? Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird?
No.
No. Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman?
I can't vote.
Sorry, Ambrose Lane. Mike Martin? Mike Martin?
I think Mike's in...
Effie Nwangaza?
Yes.
Margaret Prescott, Sarah Vrindella. George Ryder?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Nope.
Lori Taguma? Lori? Jack Van Aken?
Nope.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
This is Dot. I'm voting no.
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Evelyn.
It's Evelyn.
Sorry. You don't know Dot.
And you're voting no?
No.
No, thank you. Yash Yamanaka?
Yes.
And, is Mike Martin there?
No, I think he's off the call.
And okay.
I don't know about Lori.
Okay, all right. Eleven yes. Five no.
Okay. We have, thank you, Madam Secretary, Donna. We have 4 minutes left on the meeting. I'm not going to get to the IED status in 4 minutes. I would entertain a motion to adjourn, and I would...
Madam Chairman, this
yeah.
is Jack. May I make an announcement?
Yes.
For future reference, that the Personnel Committee has completed an ED job description draft that the PNB needs to take up as soon as it possibly can so that the job can be posted. And I just wish that everybody would review the draft that I've sent a few times. I'll send it out again tonight.
Okay, and would you...
For approval. Thank you.
And send a request to add it to the agenda for the 6th.
Also, that we have that evaluation that has to be in the mailbox on, what is it, Thursday?
Yeah.
Everyone needs to mail it tomorrow, I think, or the next day at the latest.
Okay.
Thank you, Wendy.
And
no
is there a motion to adjourn?
So
no mail on Tuesday?
Okay.
Sherry. Mr. Jones, I move to adjourn.
Sherry.
Okay, yes.
Ask the secretary to make sure that the motion for the bank?
Yeah, I will. Donna, I'll talk to you in the morning, but if you could just turn that one around right away, and I'll tell you how to do it tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Donna. And,
Donna, thank you so much. You rock.
Yeah, really. Thanks on behalf of everybody, the whole PNB, for being here. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Good night, folks.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.